Hey there, nerdlings. It's Ash.
Wait, what?
What am I doing?
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to continue talking.
Oh. Well, I was just going to go after you.
Okay. So you kick us off and then I'll come on in.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Hey there, nerdlings. It's Ash.
Hey, and it's Nat. It's, you know, us again. Been a while.
It's been a long time. And we are coming back.
Shocking. And I know.
Yeah.
Who thought? Yeah, I know it was a long couple months. It didn't kind of go as we had planned. So, yeah, this is us kind of announcing we're coming back.
Yeah, and we're a little rusty. This is funny. We feel like...
Yeah, right? It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, we were just talking before we started recording, and we're like, wow, we're really nervous. This is really weird. It's like the first time.
It really is. I mean, it's been what, like 6-7 months? Something like that, since April.
I know. I think since April, yeah.
Lots happened, friends. A lot has happened.
Yeah, which, I mean, I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, we'll just launch into the reasons why we're so late and beg your forgiveness.
So last episode was April.
Yeah.
And then I was actually in the hospital in May.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally happened on my birthday. It was like,
yeah.
Happy 30th. Here's the hospital bill.
Here's the hospital bill.
So that was fun. And that really put us back a lot.
Yeah, but understandable for sure.
Yeah, but I'm fine now. Happy, healthy. So
yeah, which is all that matters.
My little thing to why it's been so long.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then it's been a rough few months, to say the least. Ash and I dealt with a loss, actually, in our little Crime Time Nerds family. Unfortunately, a very, very close friend of ours. I've known this person for 20 plus years, loved them dearly. Unfortunately, they passed away unexpectedly. If you are on our Facebook, you are probably familiar with Nerdling Piper, who used to do our socials. Unfortunately, we lost her this summer in a terrible car accident. So we needed a few months before we really made a decision on what we wanted to do going forward is the honest answer. It's been a ride. It's emotional roller coaster is the word I want to use. So yeah, so, you know, this is kind of our, you know, saying goodbye to a good friend too. So it definitely, she will be missed. So.
Yeah, I will never forget when I first met Nerdling Piper in person. It was the sweetest thing because I went over to Nat's house and I met Nerdling Piper and she was like, oh my God, this is the first time I've ever put a face to your voice because I've listened to the podcast. I've only known your voice. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And think that so many people have listened to us, but they don't know what we look like or have seen us in person. So it was a really sweet moment that I will always remember. It was very cute. Yeah,
for sure. She was actually my mom's best friend. So I had known her a very long time. She was another mom to me. So it's definitely going to take some time. What the grieving process is long, I guess, for sure. Sometimes it feels like just yesterday. Other times you realize it's been a few months. So it comes and goes is the answer. Kind of leads into what else we wanted to mention. So that was also kind of a huge part of the delay in us coming back. So Ash and I both, you know, a lot of things happened right back to back on us. And it just got to the point where we just needed an absolute mental break, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely a summer that you just... Yeah. You kind of get back up and then you just get hit with something else. And you just get blown back down.
Yeah, absolutely. It got to the point where we weren't even sure. I'll be honest that we weren't sure if we were going to come back at all. And then we finally kind of made our way through all of the insanity. And I think probably a month ago, we decided we were going to come back 2 months ago. Maybe.
Yeah, so. I think we always were teetering, you know, to coming back. But it was also just like
a lot. Right.
I don't know. After everything that went on, it was a really big commitment.
Yeah, I don't think either of us were in a mental space to kind of come back right then and there. So we definitely needed some time away, especially I know for me that, you know, after losing somebody you love, you know, reading through cases, you know, case after case after case that doesn't have a happy ending or doesn't even have an ending yet, it could definitely weigh on you. So that was something I was definitely struggling with, because I knew when we came back, I have to mentally be able to commit to that. And so, which is a whole lot of more than we ever expected, I think, out of this. You know, it's kind of the keeping it real discussion for once. But, you know, mental health is something we should always definitely keep in the forefront here. And I think this is kind of like a prime example of that, is when you go through terrible things, it's really hard to kind of bounce back and be able to, you're so emotionally vulnerable and raw that any little thing can trigger you. So reading about crimes and reading about cases, they're atrocious. Most of ours are. Very rarely. It's only when we're doing a fun, silly heist or, you know, a side episode that it's not heartbreaking. So I think for us, a lot of this was kind of taking that time for ourselves, knowing that you got to pump the brakes sometimes and you can't just go jumping into case after case. You know, there's something called compassion fatigue. I'm sure many of you all have experienced this. We do a lot of these cases back to back, and we do tons of research, Ash and I. So we live in these cases for months. And yeah, sometimes that can be a lot too. So it kind of can compound on you.
Yeah. And even that goes for our listeners too.
If
you all feel like you're just listening to true crime too much and need a break, you're like burning out, like just take that break. Because even if it's just like a walk outside, or even like a week of just listening to a silly podcast or no podcast at all.
I have a whole list of happy things I can recommend to anyone. Maybe we'll put it on a social, one of the social platforms, and Nat's list of happiness. Here's what I do after reading some pretty heavy shit. I don't know if it's a surefire way, but there's some pretty good stuff out there to make you laugh. So if anyone wants that list, I got you. Yeah, so that's definitely something we wanted to kind of touch on, is that, you know, it is important to take that space away. We both got hit with that this year. You know, I think a lot of times when Ash and I take these impromptu long hiatuses, 9 times out of 10, it is due to feeling overwhelmed. Either Ash or myself or both of us just, I know we were, is we came off of Israel Keys around that time too, and that was a lot. That was a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of leads into, I don't know, I guess the break we just took and us going forward a little bit.
Yeah.
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 Ash, what are we doing now?
What'd you say?
Said, what are we doing now?
So, we are actually going to switch gears and change our name. We just felt like it was, you know, kind of a season of change, and not having Nerdling Piper anymore, it just felt like a good thing to do. As we've been in the true crime world, we've been wanting to talk with investigators more, kind of like get really deep into the true crime world. And we just feel like the new name kind of sounds a little more professional.
Yeah, that was a lot of it. We decided it was time to have a name that maybe reflected the tone of our show more so than Crime Time Nerds did. Not to say that we don't love that name, because we do wholeheartedly. And so the shift is that we are now going to have it be, CTN is going to present this. So it's going to be its own little kind of production company, I don't know, mini production. So we're all still nerdlings. We're all still part of the Crime Time Nerds family. You will still hear Ash and I refer to everybody as nerdlings, because it's just who we are and what this show has always been. It's the foundation. I think at this point, the plan is more, this is kind of a branding thing. We really wanted to be able to say, like, hey, we have a show that's about unsolved cases and cold cases. We really want you to pay attention, to listen to, we need more people to listen to the show. If, you know, more people are listening, that means more of these cases are getting out there. They become more known. More information comes in. Cases that were dormant for 30 years get attention. They get funding, what have you. It can benefit a lot of things. And so that's kind of, I guess, the main reason right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would say that is. Yeah.
So with that, Ash, what's our new name? What's our new name?
So, of course, in typical Nat fashion, Nat and I were texting back and forth on what this new name is that we wanted.
Oh, yeah. It took us months.
Yeah. And of course, we pick a name that I know I'm going to screw up. And so I'm just putting this out in the universe now.
Yep. Yep. The disclaimer now. Just refer to this episode for any disclaimers.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's because my mom is from Ireland and she says things differently, so it I say be. Things differently. But yeah, the official name is going to be Cold and Buried.
Hey, you did it!
I did it. So, but if I'm you proud. Hear me say Cold and Buried...
Don't judge.
I'm sorry. That's just what it is. You know, the way I see it is, like, blueberry, like B-E, yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Burr... Like burr. A burr, like the burr that you get on those plants that stick to your clothes is B-U.
It is a different, it's a different pronunciation. That's something I always struggle with. The English language is just how it's a very delicate shift in like a tone that can change a word's complete meaning. So, but Cold and Buried is the new name.
Yeah.
Sometimes cold and buried if you're Ash, and we don't judge her for it.
Well, it's also kind of like a library. Like some people are library, and other people are like library.
Oh yeah, I'm a library. Library? Yeah, library. Yeah. Oh yeah, that other one. The garage is like that too. Garage. Like, or at least up in New England it is. We have a lot garage. Of isms up here. Yeah, we have an accent, so. I didn't think we had an accent, but we have an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely do. Which, sorry, we definitely have one. Yeah, so something exciting. So don't be panicked when you start to see some name changes on the feed. It is still us. It's going to be Cold and Buried. For a while, I'll probably have it up on the podcast feeds just with a addendum, just, you know, formally Crime Time Nerd, so people know. But then eventually we'll kind of get away from that. I think we're still debating a couple things on going forward. So that kind of leads into just like the timeline of when this is all going to start out, I guess. So we're probably going to come back. What, Ash? We decided probably beginning of next year, so January. Not too much longer.
Yeah. Formally, yeah. So Nat and I have to get our shit together and pre-record a bunch of episodes.
Yeah,
because
we do. Because we work.
That's where we kind of screwed ourselves over in the beginning.
Years.
Is yeah. We were recording episodes every week.
Yeah, and it's a lot.
For when they would release. So if something were to happen, if one of us got sick or what have you, there was no episode.
Yeah.
And then we were behind.
We were way behind. We'd get way behind or... You know, it just would catch up or editing would, backlog, things like that. So we realized that we were going about this in the completely wrong way, that it was totally okay for us to take time and record ahead. I don't know why I had a thing against it in the beginning. I really don't, because it allows us to be consistent and give our listeners consistent content, which is probably better than, you know, doing it week by week like we were. Especially because we're usually just telling a story. You know, we've researched a case pretty heavily, but it's not dependent on, like, we're not talking about usually in an episode, like, what's going on in the day-to-day. So, you know, for us to cover a case, it's not really time-sensitive on when it has to come out by, if that makes sense.
So, yeah, plus, as I've said before, I literally have a $180 Chromebook computer. Sorry, Chromebook, but I'm throwing you under the bus.
Yeah. Chromebook. Don't worry, we're going to change that.
Yeah. So, like, when we wouldn't pre-record and then my computer would, you know, not record the episode or do something weird with the audio, then we wouldn't have an episode for that week.
That,
so,
that kind of happened to us, like, right before we ended up taking a break. We had, like, three of those in a row and we were just like, yeah, we're done. We're taking a break. And then the break turned into a lot longer than planned. But yeah, that's the thing is, it's like, I think, you know, Ash and I do both work. Ash, you work like three jobs, not including the podcast, literally not including the podcast. So
we're
podcast
working on
is,
that. We're working on that. Yeah, I'm trying to cut it down to one job. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I work one full-time job. That's usually fairly full-time is the statement there. It's usually longer than 40 hours. So my choice, but typically, it makes it very hard for us to record week to week. Our jobs and, you know, when we started this 3 years ago, Ash and I's lives were very different. Mm-hmm. You know, I was working in an office back then. I was going in 9 to 5, you know. I was knew what time I would be home. Working from home now, I lose track of time frequently. And before I know it, I'm still working on something and it's like 8 p.m. So, and you're working multiple jobs now. So, you know, yeah. It's definitely one of those things that we want to still continue doing the podcast, but we're being realistic about what we can deliver and what is going to be workable for both of us and what we can commit to you all to do versus, you know, just kind of coming and going and picking different days and just trying to like fly by the seat of our pants, which Ash and I are 100% notorious for doing.
We are professionals at that.
Oh my God. Well, we're both super ADHD, if you couldn't tell. This is why we have a script and why we're not allowed to leave the script. Because you all don't want to hear six stories in one. But yeah, so I think if we're down to being, you know, couple episodes a month, I think that's something we both agreed we could do. So I think that's tentatively the plan. We haven't quite hammered out exactly what the new schedule is going to be, but we do know we're going to be recording a bunch between now and January. So the hope is that we would be able to give you guys pretty consistent content. Then we'll probably do those episodes and then take a little break while we record some more. So I think Ash and I are learning this year to say it's okay to take breaks every few months, and it's okay. And we're not going to stress it.
Exactly.
Right. Yep. That's the nuts and bolts of that. So it kind of goes in with this whole, what is it? It's a brand new us and a brand new year coming up. So that's, I don't know. That's going to be our new year.
What is it? Like new year, new me?
Yeah. New year, new me. So that's new year, new show. Well, same show, new name.
Yeah.
So with that, the socials, Ash, what are we going to be doing with that?
Yeah, so this is all a learning experience, as we've just stated. Something that we learned is we are not good at social media.
No, it turns out we hate social media. We are terrible at it.
Yeah.
I'm just old.
And I also think that just, like, in this world now, we're all just, like, what's it called? Like, doom scrolling.
Yeah, I can't do it. I just stay away from it. I don't go on any.
Yeah. And it's just getting worse, you know? Like, if you go to a restaurant and you look around, there's people just, like, scrolling on their phones. They're not even, talking to the other person.
Yeah. I've been trying to get away from that. So I've been really trying to, like, shut down my computer at night and do my art or work on my stories or, you know, just not be so connected. Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah. So we're going to cut down the socials. We haven't really figured out which ones exactly we're going to cut down on.
Probably Twitter. We don't really do a lot with Twitter.
Not a Twitter fan. It's just
it's too much for us. Yeah.
Constant.
And we don't have a lot of our listeners interacting on Twitter. So we felt like that one for sure could probably go.
Yeah. And we have a private Facebook. I'm probably going to cut that one and just do the public one.
Yeah. Because I feel like it gets confusing on which is which. You will see names change, but if you're part of the group, it'll just update. So it shouldn't be too big a deal.
I mean, I'll probably keep the Instagram just for certain cases.
It is nice to be able to show Jane and John Doe images too.
Yeah, for the images. Yeah
especially because that's going to be our heavy focus coming up. So.
Yeah, and we might dip our feet in TikTok. Not really.
Yeah, we're not sure yet. We're kind of playing around with that idea. Yeah, we don't want to commit because we're notorious for overcommitting. So new me or what? New year, new me. I can't even say it. How do you say it, Ash?
New year, new me.
That's it. Yeah. That.
Or new year, new you. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
New year, new us.
Yeah, I like that one. There we go. That's the one. I apologize if my sound is weird because I realize I've been doing my normal type of talking and not on the mic. So, oops. I apologize now. We're rusty. We promise by the time we come back, we'll have it down.
Yeah.
We'll be practicing. So I think that's some like exciting stuff. I know I'm really excited about what's coming down the line. I'm really excited about the name change. I know that sounds really silly, but I loved Crime Time Nerds when we came up with it. But that was like in the beginning when Ash and I weren't. We had no idea what we were going to become back then, did we?
No. And like now that we've been in the true crime world and we've met all these amazing people.
For several years now, yeah.
Yeah, and we've even met these people in person.
Oh, yeah. We should talk
about have that. Hung out with them and been able to talk true crime and not just like, you know, not just like top,
podcasting,
like skimming the top of true crime. We're talking like investigations, like all this amazing stuff.
And that's definitely where our passion has lied. It still lies. Ash and I's favorite part is investigating. It's researching. It's theorizing together. It's chasing down a thought process. That's kind of what we thrive off of the most. I know for me that the unsolved cases and cold cases are where it's at for me. I feel like that's where my heart lies, just 100%. You know, I like the lesser known cases for sure. Everybody finds some of the bigger known cases fascinating, but it's not really for us, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest case that we did...
Israel Keys?
Yeah, nationwide.
Or Oklahoma Girl Scouts, I was going to say. Those are probably the two more known.
Yeah, I was going to say Oklahoma and Israel Keys. I mean, and the sad part is, I mean, they're still unsolved.
Right. Like, they're still... They are. Both of those are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically speaking.
I mean, Girl Scouts, I think...
It's a...
They think it's solved, but they're, like, not sure if they, like, have the right stuff.
It's as solved as it's going to be. It's a really non-answer. We should do a follow-up on that. We'll pin that. We'll do a follow-up on the whole case because there are updates to that, as most of our listeners, I'm sure, are aware. So we'll do a quick follow-up on that, maybe. Well, we were talking about doing some filler episodes between now and January. That's the part we forgot to mention. We're going to do a couple episodes. No commitments of when they're coming out, but they will come out before January. At least a couple, just to practice. Also, just because we want to get back into it. And we have some good stuff coming up, so.
And it's tradition.
And it's tradition! Because guess what time of year it is? Oh, yeah. I know. You all know. It's Halloweenaganza!
And it's tradition. We have to release the Halloweenaganza.
This is the third annual Halloweenaganza. Third annual. That's where we're at. That's where we're at, friends.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
I am too. I can't believe we're at third annual. That's kind of like a weird like milestone for us. We have a few milestones. Some other big milestones. We're at 20,000 downloads, which that is all in large thanks to every single one of you listeners, every single one of you nerdlings out there. You are the reason we can proudly say we have hit 20,000 downloads and that we're even having a third annual Halloweenaganza. So thank you all, each and every one of you. You mean the world to us that you even listen. So and take the time for these cases.
And I think it's really cool because I believe we have a few downloads in every state.
Yeah, I believe we have hit one for every state at this point. I'd have
Which
to double check.
Which is really, really cool. That's so cool.
If we're off, we're off by one, like one or two last time I looked. So, which thank you. Thank you to all of you recommending us. Can't thank you all enough. You know, this is just a new chapter for us. A next chapter, if you will. A next chapter. I like that. So along with Halloweenaganza, for all of you who desperately love Halloweenaganza as much as I do, and Ash does. I'm speaking for you, Ash, because I know how much you adore Halloweenaganza. We do have some exciting news. You want to share it?
Oh, and yeah, sure. I'm just smiling, so it's my cheeks hurt. So we are gonna have a sister show.
We are, and it's not crime.
No. So Nat and I decided that since Crime Time Nerds was so heavy, and I don't know, we just found ourselves talking a lot about folklore.
And how much we love Halloweenaganza. That's where this came from.
Oh, yeah. Halloweenaganza was like the seed that started it all.
It was. And it's the thing that we can't give up. And so this is kind of like a, I don't know, it's a Halloweenaganza plus, I guess.
Yeah, so we are going to be releasing a folklore podcast called Folkloric.
Yeah. What was it called again?
Folkloric.
Hell yeah. Said with passion. Folkloric.
And we're really smart about this because we've already been recording episodes. So.
We have. So there will be episodes. It's actually probably going to be coming out sometime next year as well, as soon as we have the whole season finished. So,
yep. Yeah, so that's really exciting because we were doing Nerd Bites and, you know, it was fun to let loose, but we're like, oh, well, I'm sure we have listeners that don't really like Nerd Bites. They just want, like, the true crime. So we're like, let's have another podcast where we can fully, like, just go off the script and... We don't really even have much.
We don't have a script at all. We warn you all. It is a lot of ADHD six stories in one. You get to see the full on Ash and that because we usually rein it in for the cases. We try to really hard out of respect to our victims, to their families. We don't like to be goofy. We just don't feel the need to in the cases at all. So this is where we figured is a safe space to go and be silly and kind of stupid and goofy and find really fun stories.
Yeah.
We're still storytelling because that's what we do.
It's funny because when we would have like Zoom meetings or be talking with other people like really devoted to the true crime world, we somehow always started talking about like paranormal or folklore,
every time.
All that stuff, and we're like, wow, we feel like everybody that really likes true crime really likes the other side, like folklore, paranormal, like all of that jazz.
Yes, so supernatural, like, why don't we do creepy stories? Yep, that's it exactly. And so it kind of grew from there. So now it's a fully realized idea. I mean, it's got episodes. We're getting ready to do the fifth episode for it. It will definitely have a shorter season. I think we said something like 10 to 12 episodes a year. But something to look forward to, something fun. We say that, Ash and I, who knows what we'll decide. We'll stop when we decide it's the end of that season. But if you want to hear us kind of let loose and be a little zany, come definitely join us over on Full Court. So we're going to go ahead and play a little upcoming, what's the word for it? Teaser?
Trailer, teaser, yeah.
Trailer, teaser, little promo, if you will, for the new show, Folkloric. And we will be announcing it, obviously, on this feed when it's about to come out.
I love it.
Many of us want a glimpse into the future. Just a quick peek to get an idea of what's to come. People use psychics, runes, tea leaves, dreams, and, of course, tarot cards. Tarot cards were first introduced around the 15th century. They were initially termed Trionphi, and then later Taroki, or Tarok. Initially, the cards were used as a game played amongst peers, but over time, they would come to mean so much more. Around the 18th century, the cards began to be seen as a tool for divination and cartomancy. People began to design their own decks in order to gain some insight into the future.
With this in mind, we decided that folkloric episodes will be determined by chance and a little fate. Each week, we draw a card from our tarot deck, and that card determines the tales of the strange and supernatural, the folklore, if you will, that we will share that week. After the stories are told, join us for some warming tea as we each defend our reasoning for picking the tales that we told.
We're kicking off this little trailer with a pre-draw for our upcoming first episode. So Ash is going to draw our first card of the season and let us know which it is.
So I drew the Chariot reversed.
Ooh.
Basically, it comes down to the idea that when the Chariot is reversed, it means a lack of willpower. That's a simplified view of what the card means, but we will work with it for our purposes. So now that we have our card, we will go forth and find some fascinating folklore from anywhere in the world that we feel matches up pretty well with the Chariot Reverse Tarot card. Join us in episode 1 to hear what tales of lore we found and learn why we chose those stories. Thanks for listening, and we are excited to have you join us around the campfire each and every week.
This is purely, this is just kind of a way for us to kind of grow a little bit more as we've matured in our podcast. I think we wanted our name to reflect that maturity as well. When we first set out to do this, we did have every intention of being much more goofy and laid back, I think, in the beginning. Not goofy. We're not goofy people in that regard, but like less scripted, maybe. And so we were thinking, you know, oh, we'll go with a cute name, because that was the goal, was that we would have a cute name. And our show ended up not being a cute show at all, because initially it was going to be kind of like weird little stories in the beginning. And if you've listened to their early episodes, that's exactly how it's set up.
Oh, my God. With the worst audio
cringe,
ever.
Cringe. Those old episodes, man, they're cringy. I think I will give the Nerdlings a heads up on that. You might see some of the early episodes get pulled. I know I've debated this off and on, and I think I've mentioned it before, but I'm committing to it this time. I can't handle the original few episodes. They're super, super cringy. So I think Ash and I are either going to pull them fully and they'll never come to the light of day. We will attack them with our usual style and kind of make them fit with the rest of the show, or what the show pretty early on grew into. I think by episode 8, it kind of hit its stride.
Yeah.
So just the first few. I know there's like 2 episodes in there I do want to fully redo. So if we go through and do decide to redo them, Ash and I will mark them as a re-release when we put them out on the feed. Maybe we'll try to pick a specific day we release those on. So that way it's not super confusing for people. You know, if you are kind and want to listen to a redone episode from some of the old ones, we'd love it. It's super helpful, but no obligation if you've already listened. So theoretically, I don't think it's going to be much new information for any of those. So I think most of those are still kind of in the same place, unfortunately. So
yeah, we also haven't really figured out if we're going to keep breakdowns or if we're going to keep them in the episode.
We got to figure that out too.
Just heads up for that, yeah.
Yeah, and actually,
Nat and I were like, we're going back in, we're doing all this, and we kind of like forgot about the little details. So.
Yeah, we definitely forgot little details. So we're still figuring that out. But honestly, if you all have thoughts or opinions, we'd love to hear them. It's always, you know, it's kind of lonely sometimes when you're like, you get almost guessing what people want. And you're like, well, I hope they like this. I don't know if they will, if they like the old format, they want this new one, you know. So any feedback you have for us on episode layouts, such as keeping the breakdown, getting rid of the breakdown, anything like that, just definitely hit us up. We like hearing feedback. So, and if it's, you know, something that we can try and implement pretty easily, well, definitely give it a try. So yeah, definitely don't hesitate to do that. You can always email us. That's a great way to connect with us, actually. Turns out we're really old school. Email's great.
Yeah, and I think we're going to keep CrimeTimeNerds at Gmail, but we also just might, another email address, but we're going to keep both, like, to be honest.
Yeah, probably for a while. You're going to see some duplication of stuff. So yeah, we just wanted to make sure people weren't panicking when they saw the name change. The cover art is going to change. I'm actually currently working on some new cover art. So we'll see. Ash has gotten the sneak peek of it, so we'll see how it goes. Whatever, what it starts with and what it ends with are very different things. So I'm curious to see the transition. Once we get the new one finished and finalized, I'll show the different variations to people. We can post it. It'll be fun. Yeah, so I think that's kind of the big stuff. I think it's important, too, to just mention that, yes, the name is changing, but the content isn't. And I think we mentioned earlier, but I believe, I'm pretty sure we mentioned that we are going to stick with just purely unsolved in Jane and John Doe cases. They are going to be from around the United States, though, typically. Maybe some overseas ones as well, as we get them or as people submit them, as we find them. We're not going to limit it to just Vermont at this point.
Even though Vermont is our stomping ground.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to have cases from here. Yeah, we're going to have a good mix of some Vermont, some New England, some all over the United States. So, yeah, we just really want to make sure we're giving a platform to all of the Jane and John Doe cases we can, all of those unsolved cases, because they deserve a platform too. You know, those families deserve closure. Those victims they deserve for people to know their names instead of the killer's names. So kind of sticking with our use as much as we can. So.
Yeah. And I think we only have one more thing to go over.
Do we? What do we have? What is it?
So we are going to be joining up with very, very, very good friends from the Vault.
Oh, just some friends we happened to actually go and hang out with
this summer. Oh my God, it was so cool.
It was really cool. That was a great experience. So You've heard Jason's voice on our show many a time at this point. He was here with us for the Opelika Jane Doe episode, which was amazing. You know, he's done a Nerd Bite with me before. We first met him for Finley Creek. We've been friends with Jason Futch for years now and is legitimately one of our favorite people on the planet. So we had the pleasure of getting to meet both him and his co-host, Nick, from The Vault, and it was an amazing experience. We actually had a whole week of connecting as researchers and true crime podcasters, but mostly researchers for this one, I would say. I think it was more of a research adventure.
Yeah, that was a really cool experience. I don't think I'll ever forget that. It was really neat to just meet up with people that...
We got to meet the Redgraves, Anthony and Lee, yes. Which was amazing.
I know. We actually got to give people hugs, which was really cool.
That was the best part. All of us just bonding over all of the pieces that we all are emotionally invested in and being there to support each other through research, through just a lot of this. Being able to connect with people who know what it's like to never be able to let go of a case. If that makes sense. This is the stuff you don't know that we do, I guess. But like Ash and I don't stop cases. Like we may cover them, but that doesn't mean that we're not still researching all the time. Because we go back just between us, like, and continue researching.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Almost all of the unsolved. Usually we have kind of a list of ones that we just go through periodically and check for updates. We go research diving deep because one of us got an idea and wanted to check something out and see if, you know, some direction had not been thought of. Sometimes we try and go back and maybe try to get records, which that's been a struggle for us.
Yeah, that's been a real I'm putting this out in the universe. I really hope it gets easier for us on that because...
Yeah, sames. That one's a hard one. It's a regulations thing in state of Vermont, and we respect it. We understand why. A lot of unsolved cold cases in Vermont, they can't give records out because technically speaking, those are open cases. And of course, Ash and I never want to hinder an open investigation. We understand. Like, that's important. But it does make it hard because we pride ourselves in trying to be as factual as possible. Unfortunately, it means that with those regulations, we do have to rely solely on newspaper information and what we can find online. Not to say that we don't do our research. We definitely do. We dive into newspapers a lot. Any old articles we can find, we're all about. But those are not ideal because they can be fallible. So if you hear things that don't quite sound right, you know, maybe you know more about a case because you're intimate with it, you're close to it, whatever, let us know. That's always an okay thing. It's, you know, we're having to rely on the information that's been printed. So, and most of you have already seen, you can always find our references right in the show notes.
It is just so frustrating, though, not being able to get FOIAs.
Yeah.
That's the pain in my voice because it's like, we're just trying to help.
Yeah. It's the case records. That's the one thing I would, you know, I wish was easier. Some states allow it, so... You know, that'll be great. And then those episodes will have the records to work with. But some episodes we still don't. So we'll keep on keeping on and just hope that maybe we get way more lucky around this time around and are able to get some records. So also why we want to kind of wait until January to come back fully is that we're hoping to be able to get some records for the cases that we've kind of pinned for this season. So, but yeah, that's kind of the gist of it, I think, right?
Yeah.
We're going to hang out we didn't finish saying about From the Vault. We forgot where we were going with that. Six stories in one.
Oh my gosh.
This is why we're getting another show so you guys don't have to deal with Nerd Bites anymore. You're welcome.
Yeah, so From the Vault, Jason Futch, he is creating JPF Productions.
Yes, so we're going to go hang out over there more often, probably do some sweet, sweet collabs with Mr. Futch and with Nick and you're going to hear them on here a lot, I'm sure. We're going to probably do some crossover episodes. I know we have a couple interviews coming up that we've talked about doing together, things like that. So you will see some crossover stuff between us, which is pretty cool. So we're excited that we're going to be partnering up with them more and more over time. So our shows get along very well. They're the male counterparts to us.
Yeah, but they're way cooler. Way cooler. They're
really cool. And also go give them some love if you don't listen to their show. We will link it in here, of course, as always. But definitely go listen. Their show is so good.
Yeah. And once we have Nick on... I don't know if Nick wants me to say it, so I'm not going to say it, but Nick has a really... He created something that is something that every true crime podcast or true crime person uses.
For unsolved cases, yeah.
For unsolved, yeah. So I'm hoping we can get him on Cold and Buried and have him talk about that. And
because he's done some great stuff.
Mr. Futch has solved a few cases as well. So hopefully we can get him on here and talk.
Yeah.
Talk about
solved cases. And I would love to have... to have Anthony and Lee come back. So.
Oh, yeah, that's not even a question.
We just like having them on. We love talking forensics with them and forensic genetic genealogy, I should say. And just getting, you know, to the nitty gritty of it all. So definitely some cool stuff coming down the line. I think I'm excited for the new season to come. I think I'm ready. Are you?
Totally. I mean, I'm just turned 30 this year. Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big year for you. We started out, you were a baby. You were in your 20s.
Yeah. Now I'm 30.
You're with me. You're
flirty
you're in
and
your 30s.
Thriving, so I'm ready.
Oh, I like that. That's cute. I'm not 30. What is it? 30, flirty, and thriving?
Yeah, I was going to say, don't tell my partner I said the flirty part, but no.
I mean, I heard nothing. I also can't be that because I'm married to your brother.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's from 13 going on 30, but yeah, that was the tagline.
I think that's what it was from, too. That's what I was trying to remember.
I'm 30, I'm flirty, and I'm thriving.
Oh, to be 30 again, man. It was a good year. It was a good year. I'm not 30. I'm 38, and ouch. I'm feeling like I'm 38 and a half. I'm like closing in on 40. It's getting a little... Yikes. I'm definitely feeling it. I'm feeling the pinch. I'm feeling the age thing. Like, it's weird. I feel like I don't have the patience maybe that I once did when I was younger.
Yeah, that's true.
I also don't give a shit. Like, I give no shits anymore. I do what I want. You know, when you're younger, you, like, care about, like, your nerd. You keep your nerdy, like, obsessions secret and don't share them because you're worried about being judged.
Oh.
Yeah, then you hit, like, my age, and you're like, no, I'm good.
I, like, feel pretty bad because I feel like I'm starting to get a little bit of that now. I was at the grocery store the other day, and I bought shiitake mushrooms, and they were labeled as $14.99 a pound. But after I got the receipt, they charged me $18.99 a pound.
Ouch! For mushrooms?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're pretty light, but they were, like, local, you know.
Okay.
And then... told my partner, I'm like, you better go in there and you better tell them they charged us $18.99 instead of $14.99. And it only ended up being like $1.98, but like, come on, you can't do that.
It's a principle. So. Absolutely. Welcome to getting older.
But you know, yeah, if I was like 25, I would have been like, no, it's fine. It's just $2. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Same. Now I'm like, yeah. I don't complain or anything like that, but I'm definitely like somebody that... I just don't care, like, what people think anymore. It's more like, okay, yeah, this is who I am. I'm at a point in my life where I'm confident in who I am. So it's like, you either might really like me or you might really not. And that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you kind of get to that point of, like, I don't want to say confidence. That feels like the wrong word. Maybe self-assuredness. But, yeah, you get to a point where you're like, meh,
I'm like,
just
take
doing
it
me.
Or leave it, sweetheart.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to have really detailed conversations about true crime theories, I got you. Like,
yeah.
I'm your go-to. If you want to talk about, you know, everything else, maybe not me. I was specifically thinking politics and the state of the world.
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of them. I just don't like talking about them. But on that note, I think that's kind of the end. That's the update.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's what we got for you.
Yeah. Stay tuned for more exciting stuff coming down the line from Cold and Buried.
Yeah.
It's going to take us some time to get used to saying that. But yeah. And also thank every one of you for being there with us through this journey, for being our nerdlings, for being our friends, for listening every week and bearing with us even when we take impromptu 6-month breaks. So we can't thank you all enough, and just being kind, you know, pay it forward. Keep being kind.
Ditto. Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Yep. Yep. And on that note,
that's just my
90s
kids.
Take care, friends. Yeah, right? So concludes this chapter of Cold and Buried.
See you later.
Have to get used to saying that. See ya, nerdlings.